You're listening to Budget Review 2011.
This podcast will hear from some key Cornish companies and organisations affected by George Osborne's plan, once being dubbed a budget for growth. Coming up, Nick McBreen from Worldwide Financial Planning, Alistair White from Code Solicitors, Lucy Cox of Outset Cornwall, and Paula Martin from Cornwall Air Ambulance Trust. Now, ever since George Osborne stood up in the House of Commons and delivered his budget, Worldwide Financial Planning have been poring through the fine details. And Nick McBreen is an independent financial advisor with Worldwide. Now, it's a budget for growth. That's what the headline is. How does that affect businesses in Cornwall, small businesses, SMEs, or is it actually that budget for growth that the government is hoping?
Well, we'd like to think that it's going to be a budget for growth, and it's going to enable small businesses to prosper and grow and develop, particularly where he's addressed things like the issues of corporation tax, which is reducing that is very welcome indeed. There'll be some changes on personal taxation. Those are already in the frame, and he announced some enhancements on that. That, for the private individual, has to be good because for the business people as well, because they are private individuals as well. So that's sort of forms of direct taxation. Particularly down in the West Country, where the small business tends to drive things, drives jobs, job creation and economic wealth. I think the encouragement of enterprise zones, I mean, I know the nearest one I think he referred to is going to be Bristol, so yeah, it's West Country. That will be interesting to see whether that actually had to, sort of is a shot in the arm for the economy. Also the talk about the extra funding for the Green Bank and development. Now, Cornwall must be well-placed to benefit from that. So small businesses down here that are looking to develop new projects and grow, that must be welcomed as a positive encouragement that we heard from Mr. Osborne. A bit concerned about sort of rising costs for everybody, whether it's small businesses or the private individual, and this issue about the fuel price was an interesting one. I don't think we've seen the full impact of what he was talking about. But one thing is, of course, that the government, we can't be held responsible for the crude oil price. We know that. But there are some bigger issues elsewhere globally that are affecting that. And, of course, that affects everybody's bottom line. Any business trying to run, whether it's transport, heating, whatever it is that's using fuel, that is going to be a continuing drain.
1p is nothing out of 1.35 a litre, down to 1.34 litre.
Still too expensive. It's cost us £40 to get this one way down here, and it'll cost us £40 to get back home again. We're down on holiday for a few days. It'll put a lot of tourists coming off down to Cornwall, I suppose, really, won't it?
Budget Review 2011.
So George Osborne's budget has wide-ranging effects on all sorts of people in Cornwall. Now, we've got Code Solicitors here. Alistair White is a partner with Codes, based in Truro and heading up the residential property department. Alistair, first of all, what would you say would be the key points that you would like to make about what George Osborne has laid before us?
Well, with my particular interest in residential property in the county, the key points that I focus upon is the assistance that he's obviously giving to first-time buyers. The £250 million to provide deposits for first-time buyers buying new properties is welcome. My one word of caution is it won't help kickstart the market further up the chain in that they're buying new vacant properties. I'm worried about the people at the bottom of the market who are already owning properties who need buyers from them. It'd be nice to see some sort of scheme that would assist with deposits to buy second-hand properties. Interesting, the relaxation of planning laws, again, directed towards housing, much needed, in that it's going to be now a presumption, effectively, that you can convert from commercial use, a shop, to residential use. I think that's a fantastic opportunity for the towns and villages in the county to see these vacant shops and commercial premises being converted to active residential properties.
There do seem to be a whole lot of holes in the high streets which could be better utilised.
Indeed, during this recession, commercial properties have been closing, new tenants have not been coming in, landlords will be looking at how they can better use those vacant properties, and now they have an opportunity to very quickly adapt them in planning terms to residential, and that will meet a demand that exists, particularly in this county, for low-cost housing. And it will bring, let's call it regeneration, but I would call it will bring life back into the villages and towns of Cornwall.
Quite a few properties out there which people buy and then rent out. What changes did George Osborne mention which affects these people in Cornwall?
Well, specifically, he has identified that he's going to reduce the tax burden by way of stamp duty land tax upon investors who are buying a portfolio of properties. It will be brought down to a mean tax calculation as opposed to a gross tax calculation. Basically, it will be a saving to investors buying a portfolio of properties.
George Osborne was using the word entrepreneur quite a bit in the budget, and there was a drive to make the whole environment better for smaller businesses and also to bring in business into the country. Lucy Cox is from Outset Cornwall. Do you think that we'll see a whole lot of businesses taking the opportunities delivered here to set up new businesses?
I think it's nice that the barriers have been recognised to people starting their own businesses, and one of those biggest barriers is the financing options. Obviously, it's been announced today that there are measures going to be put in place to provide more financing options, maybe looking at business angels, venture capitalists. But from our point of view, it is about getting a very holistic approach to self-employment and recognising that there are a range of people coming through redundancy routes, maybe people who have never worked before, who aren't going to fit into this one-size-fits-all. They are going to need very specific support outside of funding. So, yes, it's a good start. We appreciate, and obviously we will be communicating the benefits in this budget in terms of the reduction in regulation and increase in funding options, but it will be interesting to see what develops over the next 12 months in terms of the support available.
Now, suppose you support a whole lot of different people, from anyone like managers, chief executives who are shifted out of their companies they've worked for many, many years, and they need to find a way of starting up their own business, to people who've been on quite meagre wages before and starting from absolutely nothing.
Yes, absolutely. Because the way Outset has been set up, funded by the ERDF Convergence Programme, we are here to support people who are traditionally underrepresented in enterprise. We are obviously facing a huge problem in the county at the moment through unemployment, through redundancy, and we are ideally placed to support those people back into self-employment as a real alternative to taking job seekers allowance and trying to go through sort of traditional recruitment methods. But yes, it is trying to provide flexible, accessible support that is going to suit a whole range of people.
Budget Review 2011.
One of the organisations we're talking to is Cornwall Air Ambulance Trust, and Paula Martin is the chief exec. Now, Paula, just first of all, can I get an idea from you of what the impact is of this budget on the charity?
Well, the impact largely depends on the type of charity that you are. If you're one of the charities that largely depends on commission funding or funding that comes through local authority grants, and you were affected by the cuts in the last budget last November, then really there isn't very much in this new budget to address that 4.6 billion shortfall that the third sector suffered last time round. If, however, you're a charity like Cornwall Air Ambulance Trust that relies very much on charitable giving and charitable fundraising from the community, then this budget has quite a lot to offer in terms of new opportunities for fundraising.
Okay, so you're looking to be able to bring in more money to the charity and make use of the donations better that when they're given to you. So let's look at the legacy giving, what people are giving in their wills. How the changes affect you?
Well, this is very good news. The government has said yesterday that they will reduce the rate of inheritance tax by 10%, in cases where more than 10% of the value of an estate is donated to charity. Now, you might think this sort of thing only applies to the rich and famous, but actually the inheritance tax threshold is around £325,000 at the moment. So when you take your property value into consideration, that could affect quite a lot of people in the community. Now, each year, the Treasury gets £10 million in revenue from people who have died intestate or who haven't made proper provision for the value of their estate in tax planning. The percentage of the population that gives to charity is 80%. But only 7% leave a gift in their will. And what the Chancellor has tried to do here is encourage a new norm in estate and tax planning. And really, he's opened the door to your solicitor or your tax planning advisor for you to be able to go in there and have a look and see what the situation is and whether you can take advantage of this 10% discount.
So let's summarise this. So, Paul Lamartin, good, bad or indifferent on the part of Cornwall Air Ambulance?
Well, for us, this is quite a good budget because our funding comes primarily from the general public. And there were several elements within it which gives us an opportunity to work with our donors to encourage them to give more. For other types of charities that rely on government funding and who were involved in the quite severe cutbacks in funding in the previous budget, there's really been very little in this budget to plug the gap for their service delivery costs. So they will have different concerns to ourselves.
Alistair from Codes, good, bad, indifferent?
Generally good. I think it's a recognition that the private sector will have to drive us out of this recession, and he's laid some foundation stones in this budget, which I hope he'll build upon in future budgets. Certainly the SMEs should be optimistic because we have a government that's going to be supportive of them. And as I say, it is the private sector and particularly SMEs that will drive us forward.
And Lucy, the people that Outset Cornwall works with, will they think this is a good budget, bad budget?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are certainly more positive things in the budget than there are negatives. As with everything, you would like to see more being done. And I think that there needs to be a little bit more detail in terms of how a lot of these things are going to work. Also, I don't think there was anything particularly unsurprising in there. But from our point of view, yes, I think it was a fairly positive announcement.
And finally, Nick, for your clients worldwide, bad, good, indifferent?
nothing unexpected, which was the main thing. And that's, we hate surprises. And when you're trying to plan, when people are trying to plan, businesses or private individuals. So no surprises. But just picking up on the point that a couple of the other people here have made, I note that he referred several times to the private sector, again, funding the recovery and picking up the public, if you like, the deficit and the cuts in the public sector. Had a journalist yesterday afternoon emailed me and said, oh, well, I'm not going to bother to talk to you now because I didn't think there was anything in the budget. And I think that's a very interesting one because there was actually a lot in there, particularly this issue about the oil companies actually stumping up to actually fund the changes on the fuel stabiliser. Nobody seems to have picked up on that comment, and I was listening to him thinking, well, that's an interesting one, because you were talking about the banks having to keep coughing up to fund XYZ because of resentment about taxpayers' money. Now we've got another issue with the oil companies' profits excessive. They don't drive the oil price. There are some other issues driving the oil price. And I think this is a very interesting story that people need to maybe have a look at.
So there you have it. There is an overview of the budget as far as Cornwall could be concerned. If you want to find out more about what each of our interviewees have said, you can go to their individual websites at Codes Solicitors, Cornwall Air Ambulance, Outset Cornwall, or indeed to Worldwide Financial Planning.